guess I don't know if I ever knew anybody get wanted to kill anybody, but about everybody that ever raised them got scarred up a little bit.
They had those
tushies, tusks.
Yeah.
I got a pretty good scar on the leg there where one ripped me. That's the worst. One got my finger one time in his mouth in 1920. He didn't do much, but he didn't feel all that good. Well, that's about all. Yes, maybe a pig biting or something like that.
Yeah. That house you had, you said you had one, the big room. What was the big room for?
You mean where I was born down
yes.
there? Well, I imagine they had, I don't remember, was a lot of people lived in that house. The man that was living there, that I heard him speak of, he was one of the land uses. He had a big family, and he usually had three or four extra ones hired there, and I don't know just how many of these rooms, but I imagine they had two or three of such thing as a living room. They wasn't any here. They just, I imagine they had two or three beds in there. I'm sure they did. Because I imagine most of the time, why, there was 10 or 12 people living in that house. They'd had a right smart room.
Mm-hmm.
It might have had two chimneys. I'm not certain. I know it had. I believe it did have two chimneys. Not really certain.
But a mud fireplace?
No, that house, no, it wasn't. But I was born in, no, it wasn't mud. But the one that burned was the one made out of the mud. The one I was born in, you know, they had brick. They had a brick. They baked brick down there, some of the dales, the landings or something, and they had pretty good bunch of brick chimneys. And in fact, up the road here, they had a brick house or two up here, you know, cooked enough brick to build a house. They had pretty good ideas about getting by and all this and that. Some of them were pretty smart.
The fireplace, how did your house catch on fire? Did something just pop out of the fireplace?
No, that didn't burn. You see, they put these things up and had sticks, as they called them, you know, and just go up and just join them with four poles. And if I go up high there, I guess it might have been a rat or something there. We hadn't been living there too long, and it was a fairly old house, but I think my daddy had lived there several years before. Anyhow, something there, that stick caught a fire and then just come on and caught the wall. It was a high wind, and it is made out of cypress slats. It just burned just right quick.
Did they have a kind of a place out in front of the fireplace?
Yeah, the hearth, as they called it. I had a chimney to this house here.
How did y'all build a fire? And what kind of wood did you use? Did you start it with that real rich wood?
No, you see, we didn't have no pine in this country. You could use cypress or anything, but I tell you, we used the best wood we ever found. Of course, a lot of people used oak, but my daddy never did like oak. It popped too bad, and I didn't like it either. And another thing, it wouldn't keep fire. But you could take this bitternut or pecan, or bitter pecan, whatever you want to call it, pig nut, and you could put it in there and build a fire, and when night come, you